Good morning, everyone. Our reading this morning, as you've already heard, is from John chapter 1. Sorry about the clearing of throat, it keeps happening. So John chapter 1, starting at verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testifies concerning him. He cries out, saying, That was he of whom I said, he who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me. From the fullness of his grace, we have all received one blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Well, we start the third part of our series on the Word of God today. You perhaps remember we have talked about the written Word of God. We've talked about the spoken Word of God. And today we start thinking about the living Word of God. And of course, we start with John 1. What an amazing passage, isn't it? And as Sally said at the beginning, it's quite useful if you have your Bibles with you, because I'm going to be quoting quite a few of the verses from that passage. It's just, I think, one of the most amazing passages in the Bible. It's just the hub of so much. A friend once said to me, when I begin reading John 1, I get tingles down my neck. And I thought, I know exactly what she means. You know, I can only normally read John 1 in very small bites because there's so much depth to it. The only word I could think of for it was soul food. It just feeds us deep inside if we would really get it. We need to be able to stop and think when we read this passage and hear God speak. I hope some of the things I managed to say, because I couldn't possibly cover that whole passage in depth, but some of the things I say this morning might encourage us all to look deeper into Jesus and knowing him more. So let's start at the beginning. John doesn't start his gospel with the birth narratives as Matthew and Luke do, or straight into the life of Jesus as Mark does. He wants to try and help us to grasp a few things first before we read any further. Commentators call this passage the eternal Word of God. Let's look at verses 1 to 3 to start with. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. So what's John saying here? I think perhaps there's three things we need to think about. The Word has always been part of eternity. The Word is not created. It didn't come to be at a certain time. It always was. Before creation, the Word was. That's almost beyond our thinking capacity, isn't it? The Word spoke, and creation came into being from nothingness. John then says two other things. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Do you get all that? That is why I said we need to read and meditate and let God speak to us, because the depth of this is so important. And it's good to think of Genesis 1 here, where we have the actual creation story. Who was hovering over the waters? The Holy Spirit was hovering over the waters. So we have God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Trinity, at the beginning of time. It always was, not created. Let's move on to verses 4 and 5. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. John is talking about the Word here. In him, he says, is life. And in that life was light for everybody. We can understand this easier in a way. We know that the life Jesus gives us is what we all desire, of course, more and more and more. A life that we are created for. That's why we were created, to have this life. Not a half-life. John 10 tells us he came to give us life in all its fullness. A brilliant life that goes on and on forever. In that life we find light. Goodness, don't we need life? Light at the moment in our world. So often over the past year, people have said, and we've possibly said it ourselves, it's like being in a dark tunnel with no light at the end of it. But suddenly, we're talking about little glimpses of light, isn't it, at the end of a tunnel, that perhaps we're going to come through this. But how we need the light of God in our world, in our country, in our town, in our lives at this particular time. You know, light always makes me think of our Christingle services, where we have complete darkness and then that tiny little light comes on and your eyes are just drawn to it. God offers us light and life. John says here, the light shines in the darkness. But the darkness has not understood it. God sent John the Baptist to testify to the light, but he always stressed he wasn't the light. The light was still to come. The true light that gives light to everything was coming into the world. John stresses again and again, there was no understanding. Look at verses 10 and 11. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which his own was his own, but his own did not receive him. The evidence was all around, but they didn't get it. The people didn't get it when Jesus came. Do we still find that? Of course we do. People don't get it. And yet in Romans, it actually tells us that, you know, if we just look around us, it's obvious that God is there. We can see him. But that lovely verse 12. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, He gave the right to become children of God. When we believe, we become part of God's family. We are his sons and daughters. Do you feel today like a son and a daughter of a king of all kings? Because that's what we are when we believe in Jesus. What an amazing, amazing privilege that is. These are all the things that God wants for us. To believe and become part of his eternal family. To have life in all its fullness. And to live in light. The light that will just take us and guide us and lead us every single day as we know the truth. John then tells us actually how it can be ours. Look at verse 14. I just think this is the most amazing, amazing verse. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. This verse is why John wrote his gospel. This is what it's all about. Let me read it again. Let it really, really deeply sink into your heart this morning. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. I want to quote some words from a commentary I was reading, which can say it so much better than me. John had thought and talked about the Word of God, the powerful, creative, dynamic Word, which was the agent of creation, that guiding, directing, controlling Word, which puts order into the universe and mind into man and women, of course. The Word which created the world, this reason which controls the order of the world, has become a person, and with our own eyes, we saw him. So Jesus is the living Word. In him, God became a person, a flesh and blood person like us. He did that so that we could understand the amazing love he has for us. God wants us to know him, so he himself made a way. We know that Jesus in his ministry showed what love really is. He showed what God is like. He opened a way by dealing with all the rubbish that separated us from God, by dying in our place, and of course, victory. Victory over sin and death itself. That's what it's all about, that we can have what we'd never believe we could have, the wonder, the blessing of our Lord, and be part of him. Verse 16, I'm jumping to now, if you just want to look at that one. From the fullness of his grace, we have all received one blessing after another. Jesus came full of grace and truth, and he brought light and life, and he wants us to receive blessing after blessing after blessing from him. I know I have, and I continue to do daily, and so many people listening today could just testify to the amazing work of God in our lives, that has made us become people that we couldn't possibly have become, who's enabled us to do things we couldn't possibly have done, as we've loved him, as we've trusted him, as we've had faith and served him. Remember verse 1. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus, The living word of God is God himself made flesh, so that we could know and be part of his eternal family. Do you know that this morning? Do you really, really know who God is? Do you know who Jesus is? Do you know who the Holy Spirit is? You see, Jesus came so that that could be. If you do know it, well, that's just amazing. Study and study and study, because honestly, there's so much in there. I get something new every time I read this passage. It's incredible. So study and look at it and find out more about Jesus, because there's always more, isn't there? But if you don't know him, oh, what you're missing. God has so much life and light to give you, so many blessings to pour into your life. You can come to him today. You can just say, I want to know that. I want to know that blessing. I want to know that life and light. Just invite him to come into your life, to forgive you and just set you right. Come and live within you and begin a journey that goes on into eternity and never, never ends. And you'll be never alone again. I'm going to read verse 18 from the New Living Bible because I think it says it rather well. No one has ever seen God, but the unique one, who is himself God, is near the Father's heart. He has revealed God to us. How impossible it is to do justice to such a passage as this. But I know that God has so much to reveal to each one of us, and it's wonderful if we let him. Hopefully, I've given you a few bites from this passage this morning that have helped along the way, because they've helped me along the way. I encourage us all to read God's word, meditate on it, and allow him to speak and reveal truth deep in your heart. You know, as my husband is very keen on saying all the time, God's got more. Amen.